The remarks of President Truman following the conference with Governor Adlai Stevenson in front of the West Executive Wing, 12th August 1952.
Well, I've had a very pleasant opportunity to lunch with the President and the members of the Cabinet. Another such lunch, and I'll be so fat I won't be able to campaign, I'm afraid. I've also had the good fortune to meet all of the White House staff and have a personally conducted tour, Ms. Senator Sparkman and myself, around the White House. We've had an opportunity for a briefing on the international situation, and also a very satisfactory and reassuring and gratifying talk with the President about the campaign. I'm deeply grateful to him for his proffer of cooperation in every respect and in every degree. I'm sure that both Senator Sparkman and I feel ourselves richly rewarded from this opportunity to confer with the President here this afternoon.
Governor, it's been a pleasure to have you and the Senator here, have you meet all the staff and to see the White House that you'll occupy after the 20th day of January, I'll say. I almost gave you 2 months extra. The meeting has been very satisfactory from my viewpoint. We've discussed various things. The details will be worked out at a later date. But I think we're both happy and satisfied that the meeting took place. I'm sure that I am.
The President has suggested that I had to say something in order to pay for that lunch. I don't know, perhaps the shorter speech I make, the greater would be the price. I've enjoyed the meeting here today, enjoyed the opportunity to meet with Governor Stevenson, President Truman, members of Governor Stevenson's staff, White House staff, members of the Cabinet, enjoyed the lunch, enjoyed the discussion, the briefing on the world situation, and the general discussion that we had relating to the campaign. I'm looking forward with a great deal of interest to the campaign. I have told the governor that I was subject to his command, subject to his call, and I look forward with a great deal of interest to the campaign of carrying the truth to the American people. If we're able to do that, I shall have every confidence in the outcome of the campaign.